The search engine Bing released its most popular searches of 2015. More than any other person, people looked for information about Caitlyn Jenner, the former Bruce Jenner.
People also Googled her a lot, and those search results do tell us something. In this year, when the Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage, much of the nation has moved on to a mainstream discussion of transgender and transsexual issues.
Here's another indication, the popularity of the streaming Amazon TV series Transparent. It centers on a transitioning lead character played by Jeffrey Tambor. It won 2 Golden Globes and 5 Emmy Awards in its first season in 2014.
The entire second season drops Friday. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has been watching, and he finds a show that is less about politics than about a crumbling family.
As I watched each episode of Transparent's second season, the same question kept popping into my mind. Are the Pfeffermans the most dysfunctional family now on television?
Pfeffermans!
Party's
come on, if you've got
in.
Kids, please!
The first episode of the new season begins with a wedding photo. The families gather for eldest daughter Sarah's marriage to her lesbian partner. As the ceremony begins, Jeffrey Tambor's transgender academic Maura Pfefferman has a problem. Her homophobic sister is in the audience. Later, as Sarah is preparing to walk down the aisle, Maura can't help asking her why she invited a hated relative to the wedding.
How can you do that to me, huh? I don't understand. And your Facebook friends?
Bryna could have brought Grandma Rose. That would have been beautiful.
Yes, it would have been beautiful, but Grandma Rose is sick and she's in a wheelchair. Oh,
okay, so she's in a wheelchair. People in wheelchairs go places.
I
was at Disneyland, and we were on the Small World ride, and there was a woman with a wheelchair on the ride.
This is Transparent's signature style, to bounce two hopelessly self-involved characters off each other until you're not sure which person annoys you more. Consider this scene. Sarah wins a raffle for a visit to a life coach, but even that good luck quickly turns into bickering.
For you, for all intents and purposes, you didn't choose it.
That's not my fault, but it's not intensive purposes. It's intents and purposes.
That's not true.
Are you
pretty controlling? People say you're pretty controlling.
No, I'm not controlling. I mean, I'm just honest.
That line is a bit of an inside joke because one of the biggest problems every Pfefferman faces is their dishonesty with each other and themselves. Transparent's second season makes compelling drama out of every character's search for personal truth. It's as if Maura's transition from male to female has pushed her entire family off balance. The storylines are so juicy, they sometimes overshadow the details of Maura's transition. We do learn this season that she hasn't thought much about the practical side of her gender change, as a conversation in a clinic with a brutally frank doctor reveals.
Do you plan on getting breasts?
2, please.
Do you plan on undergoing gender reassignment surgery?
I'm going to have to get back to you on that one.
Mrs. Pfefferman, do yourself a favor and get to know your body.
In its second season, Transparent is employing more transgender people on and off screen. That may be why storylines featuring Maura struggling to figure out her sexual orientation and relationship to her ex-wife feel so genuine. I've watched all 10 episodes of the second season, and it's the story of the entire family that remains at the heart of this dark comedy. Their struggle to live authentic lives makes Transparent's second season even better than its first. I'm Eric Deggans.